Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today, I'd like you to meet 17-year-old cellist Tommy Cohen. Tommy is a senior at Central Catholic High School in Portland, and he's been a member of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony since he was 10 years old. MYS has become a huge part of Tommy's life. Playing with that orchestra has provided him with two amazing experiences that he'll share with us today, one involving a trip to China and one involving Yo-Yo Ma. But before we get there, let's go back to the beginning. It was Tommy's parents who introduced him to music when he was little, and I asked Tommy why he thought it was important to his parents to get him started in music.
They really thought that having a background in music, especially from an early age, can help in other areas, academically, socially, just having a more active mind, and like, it changes your thinking process, I think. It takes a lot of like multitasking to be able to look at the notes, interpret them in your head, decide, look at all the different aspects that are on sheet music, and then play them on the instrument. Meanwhile, at the same time, like listening to the people who are playing around you, looking at your conductor. It helps your mind be able to quickly process things, and having the skill to practice for over an hour long, that could help with focus on like homework, or having the mind power to focus on one thing without getting distracted for a long time. I've also found that like being in an orchestra has helped me with situations where I'm working with other people in life, like to know when to be a leader and help lead the section, or to know when to follow others and how to know how to interact with others in a group setting. It definitely has been helpful in my life in that way. And it's such an enjoyable thing being a part of a really big group of musicians like MYS. It's a completely different experience than being a soloist. When you're one person in that orchestra of like 60 people, it's a really cool experience. Like, it's like being, you're like a piece in a puzzle. You're like helping create a larger piece of music. I think that orchestras can always play pieces that are at a higher level than all the individual soloists in the orchestra, just because the parts don't have to be as complex for the music to be really complex. So even in interlude orchestra, when I was playing really beginner music, we were playing arrangements of real symphonies, and it was really cool to hear myself play really good music. Also, I've made really great friends in the orchestra.
So is it fair to say then that music is one of the biggest parts of your life?
It's definitely one of the biggest parts, yeah.
Oh, nice. What would you also say is another big part of your life?
Definitely academics are a huge part. I really love math and science and that area of academics and that style of thinking, and that's what I want to do later in life. I hopefully want to go into studying engineering, and music will hopefully be a, if not a side career, then a side hobby. We'll see. Hopefully I can minor in that in college.
Tell me more about the engineering. That's a broad field.
Right now I'm looking at either mechanical or civil engineering. I've always loved math, so when I was looking for what I might want to study in college, I wanted to do something that involved math, but more than just the theoretical. I want to do something where I have a real effect on the world.
I'm Krista Wessel, and you're listening to On Deck with Young Musicians on All Classical Portland. Today, we are getting to know 17-year-old cellist Tommy Cohen. He's a member of MYS, the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, which we are hearing perform in the background. He's also a member of the Misfits, that's the smaller chamber orchestra at MYS, and it is so obvious when you meet him that he loves this organization. He wears his pride of MYS like a badge of honor. So naturally, I wanted him to tell me why.
They put a focus on the experience of the kids over maybe making perfect music. Like in the symphony, they realize that we each have like our own lives, and they're really flexible and understand that it's not going to be perfect every time. But with that, they give us a really awesome experience.
Like going to China.
Yeah, like going to China. Exactly.
So I don't know much about the story of what you did while you're there. Could you? Mm-hmm.
It was like an arts exchange with China. We played, I think, 4 concerts. One of the concerts was on the Great Wall.
Wow.
Which was awesome.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Did you come back from that trip changed in any way?
I think so. I was like especially surprised to see the culture of China. I had heard a lot about it, but like being there with the people is always a lot different. And I think musically it was awesome, but more than that, it was just being immersed in the Chinese culture and seeing how it is there and how the culture is there that changed me the most. There are so many different parts of the world, and what I see here isn't a representation of the whole world.
Would I be wrong in assuming that that was one of the highlights of your musical career?
Definitely. That was one of the highlights.
Can you isolate any others?
I'm a part of Misfits, which is the smaller MYS orchestra. And we had the opportunity to play on the balcony of the Schnitz before Yo-Yo Ma's performance. And he heard us playing, and he came up to the balcony, and I happened to be in the back of, there's 3 cellos there. I happened to be in the back. So he came up and stood right next to me.
Oh my God.
Which is crazy. Yeah. I was dying. But so I offered him to play my cello while the orchestra was playing. Some of them didn't realize that he was standing there because it was the back. And at first he said no. So I kept playing. And then maybe 30 seconds later, he asked if he could play. So he took my cello and sat down and played the end of the piece we were playing with the orchestra. And so that was an awesome experience. And then on top of that, afterwards, he talked with us for a little while, and he asked us if we were going to stay for the show. And we said, most people didn't have tickets because it sold out so early. So then he invited the Misfits to sit on stage with him during his performance. So he lined up chairs on either side of the stage, and that was really cool. He's such a nice guy. It was awesome too. During his performance, while he was playing, he would tilt his head back and like look over at us and like wink at us and stuff like that. And then he talked with us again afterwards, and he recommended that we memorize a Brandenburg concerto. So then we had to do a lot of memorization after that, because if Yo-Yo Ma tells you to do something, you're not gonna not do it.
Good point.
But yeah, but that was definitely one of the highlights of
Yo-Yo
my musical
Ma
career.
Played your cello.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I was wondering if he was gonna offer me to play his too, but that didn't work out.
Darn.
Yeah. I'm really lucky to have music in my life, and it has added a lot to who I am as a person. I feel like when I play the cello, like, it relaxes me in a way. Like, especially when I'm stressed out and stuff, I can play the cello and it brings me back to something I know and something I'm comfortable with. So yeah, I definitely don't want to ever give up music, even if it means just playing cello as a hobby. I definitely think that I'm going to keep doing something musical in my life.
I am so glad. That is 17-year-old cellist Tommy Cohen. You're not going to believe this, but I have video of Yo-Yo Ma playing Tommy's cello. To see it, you can head on over to the All Classical Portland website. That's allclassical.org. And then under Programs, click On Deck. You'll find a link to that video, and you can hear this episode again and enjoy that story once more if you choose. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And as a reminder, Every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at that website, along with additional information about each of these kids. So here's the address. Once more, it's allclassical.org. Click Programs and then On Deck. I thank you for joining me today, and I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.